JM and the AM on this Wednesday morning. We have a couple of very special guests with us live via telephone from the amazing OHEL organization. First, of course, is the Chief Executive Officer of OHEL, Mr. David Mandel. David, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM and the AM.
Good morning, Nachum. Hope you and Stacy, your family of grandchildren, are doing very well.
Appreciate that. Everyone's really wonderful. Baruch Hashem. Chaya Cohn is with us, Director of Integrated Health Services at OHEL. Chaya, a pleasure to welcome you to the show.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be on in this beautiful morning.
I appreciate that. We have had the opportunity for decades to speak to our friends at OHEL about different things happening in our community vis-a-vis mental health. And now, of course, is the month of May and Mental Health Awareness Month. And we have had the opportunity to discuss the daily stress and anxiety of being a member of our community. We know that financially and otherwise, it's not always the easiest thing to do. Then, of course, during Superstorm Sandy, for an example, and, of course, during COVID, as an example, we always had an opportunity to discuss the unique aspects of mental health community-wide. David, I'll start with you. Our community worldwide is a changed community since October the 7th. How do you view, from the perspective of a mental health issue, how do you view what our community is going through for the last half a year?
Before that, Nachum, that's obviously the crux of the conversation, but I just want to declare today, Wednesday, Chodesh Iyar, as Nachum Segal Awareness Day. It's much more than just a comment of a flippant comment. You have, over your entire career, spent your career speaking about Eretz Israel, Am Israel, the land of Israel. And so when, after all these decades that you've been speaking to us, to the community, to the world, the 7th of October resonates so strongly to every single person around the world. I don't pay much attention to all of these declarations of days or months because I've always found them to be too commercialized. But since 7th of October, our world has changed, and it's changing every single day. You know, I've heard you every Friday morning for years and years speak with Malcolm Harline.
Right.
And Malcolm was the voice who always spoke about the threat of Iran, the danger of Iran, the looming problem of Iran. He spoke about it for 20 years, and people did not pay enough attention. Hopefully they are right now. So the world is in turmoil, blaming Israel. But we are in turmoil.
They didn't pay attention, but now they're paying attention. It adds to their stress and anxiety, that I can tell you. And I would guess you've seen a lot of that and heard a lot about that in communities around the world, especially here in the U.S., communities that care about Israel.
We don't need studies to tell us, the studies that are coming out of Israel, that since the 7th of October, the anxiety level amongst the children, as well as adults,
right,
has increased dramatically. And my observation is that we now have a new 1.5 generations, the current generation and half of the next generation, that will be dealing with the anxiety 7th of October. There was no getting away from that conversation.
How right you are. I was actually thinking yesterday and trying to calculate in my mind how long it'll take to get to some type of normal place for the people of Israel. It's interesting you say that because obviously, unfortunately, it may take months and or years. David Mandel and Chaya Cohn are with us. So, Chaya, let me ask you your overall perspective since the 7th of October, and what should people be looking for? In other words, are there specific things that among adults and children in our community, those who do feel connected to Israel, are certain behaviors or certain ways they might be acting that we need to be aware of and we need to be on the lookout for?
Yeah, so there's definitely, I agree with David, there's definitely been this increase in anxiety, you know, after October 7th. Where, you know, we've been no stranger to anti-Semitism, but that increase in anti-Semitism.
Yep.
I mean, many of us might be walking around with this pit in our stomach, you know, that concern, that nervousness, that you know, what will be in the, for brothers and sisters in Israel and ourselves and our family in America. It's almost like this perpetual state of fight or flight that we're in. But at the same time, we have to navigate like our daily activities, our daily responsibilities. This internal conflict is of course, going to affect your mental health. And it's going to affect your mental health, not just, you know, psychologically, but actually physically. You know, our mind and body are super, super connected. And you know, that ongoing worry and stress and demands, it needs an outlet. So that outlet could be a very subtle sign that you may not even realize, like, you know, your jaw's hurting, sleep disturbance, rapid breathing, hot flashes. Like, I can go on and on and on. It could impact our relationships. We can become more irritable. Yeah. There's just so many ways that this pit could really affect us. You know, not just, you know, internally, but externally.
Yeah, we started the conversation focused, rightfully so, on what our brothers and sisters in Israel are going through and how that affects us. But we really can't minimize. We need to stress, and this is a good time to do it in May of 2024. We need to stress what the average person could be going through physically on a daily basis. When one gets on a subway and worries that someone might yell or say something to them or physically, you know, encounter with them and get in their face, that can cause tremendous anxiousness and anxiety. If someone's driving in a car and realizes that there's a rally or protest that they're about to drive into, God knows what that can cause when someone thinks they are in physical danger. So you're talking about physical manifestations, which I totally get, but just the fear of physical danger is now out there. Not to alarm everybody, it's not our goal here, but the reality is people are walking the streets differently everywhere, not just in the, you know, the heart of New York City, everywhere. And people are wondering, you know, will there, God forbid, be some type of encounter that's going to be, you know, that's going to lead to a really crazy situation for them. So Chaya, when you say physical, it's not just that this could all manifest itself in a physical way. People actually fear for their physical selves at this time.
Oh yes, definitely. And that's fight or flight, right? That's your physical response. That's the fear you're talking about. When you're on that subway and you're like looking around, making sure that you're safe.
Yeah.
That's, you know, do I fight or do I flight?
Unbelievable. All right. So David, we'll start with you. You always have good tips for people dealing with both adults and children in their families. And, of course, there are a lot of educators listening as well, and their students might have concerns. So I'll ask both of you. David, I'll start with you. What do we do? What do we do to help ourselves in a situation like this? How do we stay calm? What is it that during this Mental Health Awareness Month we could do to reduce the stress and anxiety of these situations?
I'll give you two practical examples, Nachum. One is many years ago, my doctor, Abraham Twersky, the noted psychiatrist, when he gave a talk to OHEL, to mental health professionals, about taking care of other people, he always spoke about first take care of yourself. Be aware of yourself in order to take care of other people. So that equates to the example that whenever you fly, the little talk that you see on the airline that you barely pay attention to is put your oxygen mask on first before you put it on your child.
Right.
So mental health awareness means being aware of yourself. As Chaya said, being aware of surroundings. Make sure you're in a good place. Whatever that means for you, as we say, taking an extra deep breath. Or maybe for some people who are very strong type A personalities, is doing something a little bit faster. It doesn't always mean slowing down. Sometimes it means rushing up, because your personality works better that way.
Mm.
Take care of yourself. Know what you want to say to others, especially to your children, at the age-appropriate comments. You know, we always speak about pre-camp, speaking to your children at the age-appropriate comments.
Right.
Repeating it several times over and over again. And that's, I mean, the word literally means mental health awareness, whatever your mental health status is.
Chaya, what do you say to this?
Yeah, David is correct. That self-awareness is vital. That self-care, I will say, is vital, you know, especially during this time when you might be feeling a little powerless in this chaotic world. There are actionable steps that you could take for yourself. You know, remember to laugh. Remember that it's okay to connect with your loved ones. You know, that it's okay to find that joy even during these really challenging hard times. You know, there's distraction, right? Distraction is important. Take a walk with your friend, go out, listen to music. You know, find those healthy self-care, you know, distractions. You know, what works best for you? Everybody's different. Strategies are different for people. Being aware of it is your first step.
Excellent. Both Dave Mendel and Chaya Cohen are with us from OHEL. OHEL Women's Brunch, Learn, and Paint happens on Sunday, June the 23rd. That begins at 10 a.m. in Lawrence, New York. There will be an address provided once you register. You could sign up now. It's actually on our website. Go to nahumsegal.com/community-calendar. I'm only saying it that way because the bit.ly address is too long and too complicated to mention on the air. But if you go to our community calendar, nahumsegal.com/community-calendar, it's June the 23rd, the OHEL Women's Brunch, Learn, and Paint event with featured speaker Mrs. Hani Juravel. And again, that's happening courtesy of OHEL, and the event is being chaired by Leah Brescher and David Mandel. What could you tell us about this specific event?
Now, this is obviously the season of learning Pekayavos from Pesach through the summer. And we saw the women are very, very powerful individuals whose filos, whose prayers go straight to Hashem, go straight to God. And we felt that this was an opportunity for OHEL to bring women together in this wonderful concept of learning the six chapters, the six Pekayim of Pekei Avos on a Sunday morning. And everything is about not only taking care of yourself, everything is about Eretz Yisrael. And every single day, and on Shabbat, we say the tefillah, we say the prayer for the soldiers, for those who are held hostage, for those who passed away, for the country.
Yeah.
And this concept is all continuing in the tradition that Hashem is the one that protects us. The IDF protects us. And Tzila protects us. So, you know, it goes back to the concept of Ohel, Nachum. What is the word Ohel? The tent. The protective tent.
100%. Also want to mention that there'll be a Catskill Shabbaton, a spring retreat, the weekend of May the 17th for young adults who've lost a sibling. This is also being provided by OHEL, whose services and events are endless, frankly. It's a Shabbos of connection, support, and inspiration. You'll be learning from renowned bereavement experts on how to deal with life the way it is now. There'll be a special children's program ensuring a meaningful experience for the entire family. Singles, couples, and families are all invited. Registration is available. We recommend you go to ohelfamily.org for information. Again, ohelfamily.org. This weekend is happening on the 17th of May. Or you can email directly Laura Bart. That's Laura_Bart. B-A-R-T at ohelfamily.org for information about this one. David, a word about the May 17th Shabbaton?
A very difficult conversation about families who've lost someone, especially at a younger age. OHEL, one of our specialties is grief and bereavement. The famous Dr. Norman Blumenthal, who specializes in it, and Sidi Ryder. We've had, over the past few years, these weekends, the very, very strong weekends. I would make two points that I've emphasized. Number one is shared experiences. Getting together in groups, once again, goes back to the conversation about mental health. Many people don't like to speak. Many people do like to speak. Right. And speaking does relieve the pain of the heart. And secondly, as Dr. Blumenthal emphasizes, keep the name of the person who passed away. Say the name. It's not just about your son or your daughter or your sister. your brother spoke about their name, so the name is remembered. So this is a very strong weekend. Now, it points out, Malcolm, the very...
No, I was going to say, I can imagine how strong a weekend it is, but also I always get reaction from these weekends from people who both present and feel that they've benefited from it. And frankly, it's amazing because you wonder how 25 hours together is going to help, you know, change people's attitude and really comfort them in a productive way. And it seems to work very well for a lot of folks.
The fact that it gets sold out, that we have so many people that requested, that we do it at the request of families, of parents, speaks to the importance of it. And it also shows the different type of services and conversations that OHEL has. We go from a grief weekend, and as you mentioned, June 23rd in the morning, we have the PKO vote, and we go into a whole different conversation on June 23rd in the evening with young professionals getting together at the Palm Court in Brooklyn to get together for an evening of celebration. And it's a balance. Life is a balance to get together for young people. Young people, what's young, Nachum?
That's a conversation in of itself. I think
my mother loved to say, "Alei Shalom," that when my mother at her 70th birthday, on her 70th birthday, she said, "Now you can begin calling me middle age."
Yeah, believe me, I'm getting toward that stage of thinking as well. In addition to what David said, young professionals event the 23rd. Information on the OHELFamily.org website, and of course the June 23rd event for women that we spoke about, plus the Shabbaton that's on our website. You'll find it at NachumSiegel.com/community-calendar. There's one other, I know we're inundating everybody with events, but like I said, I mean, OHEL is just full of amazing programs and webinars and helpful events and in-person leadership events. The other one that I wanted to mention is the OHEL Rose Mill Healthcare Golf Classic. It's happening in New York in Lake Success at the Fresh Meadow Country Club. And this one's happening on June 17th to support OHEL's essential services for our community. And David, it's no secret for you to continue to provide to thousands of people and many, many family members all these services. I would assume that the list of, not only the list of services, but I'm assuming the list of clients and families that are being helped grows every single day. We need great financial support. And you have an amazing committee of co-chairs for the event on June the 17th. And all we could do is encourage the golfers and the people who think they're golfers to come on out and enjoy the event on June 17th. They can contact your office with the following email address, development@ohelfamily.org, development@ohelfamily.org. David, a word about how important it is for young and old who, thank God, have relatively normal lives to dedicate some time to a golf tournament and cause like OHEL's.
I believe this is the 18th year, the high year of the golf event, and Ben Englander and Izzy Kaufman and David Brescher and Marvin and Dina Nagler and family and so many others have been so involved over the years, and we thank them and the other co-chairs, and we thank Michelle Salzberger for taking the lead in organizing this. It's a great day to support golf, to support OHEL. So we're looking forward to it. You know, Nachum, I'm just thinking, if you come to the golf event in the morning, while you're having breakfast, you learn some PKO votes.
Well, that's,
and then you golf.
Well, that's not a bad idea, as long as
I
don't.
In the afternoon, you have a drink.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, as long as I don't have to golf, because the key is I go to these golf tournaments and just enjoy the barbecues and delicious menus that they set up. But that's a separate topic. But hey, David, you would say, if you don't want to golf and you just want to come and have some delicious food, you would say, come on out and sponsor the tournament and enjoy it. You don't have to actually golf if you don't want to.
Well, if you're not going to golf, then we want to charge you twice as much because it's a golf day. So we invite everyone to come enjoy the barbecue also, Nachum. And it's really a fun day. It's a great day. It's typically sold out. We encourage individuals to join us. And Fresh Meadow Country Club is a beautiful, beautiful club. For the serious golfers, everyone says that it's a beautiful club.
I'm amazed at how many serious golfers there are in our community. Hey, folks, olfamily.org/events has info about everything we've discussed, including the spring retreat, including the spring classic that includes the golf and the tennis and the pickleball and everything that's going to be happening, as David described, at the Fresh Meadow Country Club, the OHL Women's Brunch Learn and Paint. It's all up there. Go to olfamily.org/events, olfamily.org/events. Hi, Cohen, am I right? That not only do the services and the list of services that are provided by OHEL continue to grow, but the number of families and individuals, people, clients, customers, those you're trying to help, community members, that list continues to grow on a daily basis?
Oh, very much so. Every single day we get calls, can you help us? And you know what? We can. We're here. We're here to help. Any you know, everyday problems, we are here. We're here to help you.
It is pretty amazing, I'll tell you. And that's why, as David indicated, it's so important for the community to be supportive of OHEL. And kudos to the new young professionals and the event that they're having in Brooklyn on June 23rd, because it is so important to get more and more, especially from the younger generation involved. But again, the list of services and the concerns in our community, which are difficult to deal with, even without the war and without all the anti-Semitism, even before those issues became issues at the forefront, OHEL's always been there to make sure that the anxiety and stress that people in our community go through in all the different situations are alleviated as much as possible with their help, their professionals, and their services. And David, all I could say is kudos for that. It's how many years? 50, how many? What are we up to with OHEL? How many years is OHEL around now?
54 years.
54.
54 years going on. 55, God willing. It's October of 1969.
And I've said this to you a million times in the past, I'm sure you'll recall, it's not easy staying at the top of the list. Very often organizations fluctuate when it comes to their position, when it comes to services like you provide. And thank God, Beliai and Hura. It's pretty amazing how you guys, both from the perspective of the Jewish community and the mental health community in New York State in general, have really stayed at the top of the list. So what could I say other than kol hakavod?
Nachum, I want people, your vast listening audience, to think about Israel as giving them internal strength.
Yeah.
The country of Israel, 1948, 1956, 1967, 1973, the first Lebanon War, the second Lebanon War, the first Intifada, the second Intifada. And here we are, 7 October 2023. The country remains strong, resilient.
Yep.
People have battles in life, personal battles, family battles, business battles, country battles. Just take a lesson from the country of Israel.
Yeah. Resilience is what it's all about. And as we commemorate Monday, Yom HaZikaron, Israel Memorial Day, and celebrate Tuesday, Yom HaAtzmaut, that's going to be one of the themes. It is pretty amazing. With all the loss and all the pain, the Jewish people continue and the state of Israel continues to be strong. And we know that God's going to be there to protect us. I hope that's somewhat comforting to those who are suffering stress and anxiety through these times. David Mandel is the chief executive officer at OHEL. Chaya Cohen is director of integrated health services. I highly recommend you go to their website, olfamily.org, not only for the events, but for any services and information you may need. They are always there for the community, even outside of New York. I'll reveal that secret, way outside of New York, but certainly for those of us in this area, they are there on a daily basis. I thank you both. David, thanks so much for joining us.
Nachum, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. And if you can, stop the rain, please.
Yeah, I'm going to try my best on that. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, it's scheduled to stop about 2 hours from now. And Chaya Cohen, Director of Integrated Health Services, I hope Mental Health Awareness Month during this month of May is, in fact, an active, comforting month for a lot of people out there. And thanks for joining us today.
And me too. Thank you for having us. And I also hope you stop the race.
I'm telling you, give it 2 hours. I mean, come on, guys. You know, talk about pressure, stress, and anxiety. It's only a limit to what I can do. More coming up. It is a Rosh Chodesh Wednesday at JM in the AM.